All right, we're other business. Any member of council have any other business that you would like the council to address this evening?
I assume everybody else has been getting a whole stream of emails regarding the road out to the Catholic Church. Has anything materially changed along that line?
Hey, Mark, can you speak up? I can't hear you.
Oh, excuse me.
Use your mic.
I'm sitting here all relaxed. I think everybody has been getting a whole series.
No, I can't hear you.
Am I on? I'm not on. No wonder you can't.
Well, now you are.
Let me get you.
Are we good now?
I'm here now.
Stereo?
Just a second, I'll turn it on.
We have been receiving a whole series of emails from the folks concerned with the road out to the Catholic Church. This has been an item that's been going on for a while, and I just wonder if anything has changed that we're getting all these contacts all of a sudden.
I don't believe anything has changed in its background. What we're talking about is the 218th Avenue. And for this particular road segment, the issue at hand is approximately 50% is within the public corporate limits. 50% is roughly in the unincorporated area of Marion County. And to actually do the road upgrade, it would take approval of both the Pella City Council and the Marion County Supervisors. We plan to respond back to the Catholic Church and inform them that the council will consider this item during our upcoming budget deliberations that we usually have in January of next year, 2023.
Was consent of property owners necessary also?
Consent of property owners, where we've typically been, and it's been city policy on this, is consent of the property owners is necessary if you're looking to have 100% of the city project. If the city of Pella is proposing to do the entire project, but the city's position has been annexation is required. And so that would require many property owners that are on 218th Avenue be willing or voluntarily annex into the city of Pella. That's been done for other projects in the past. So the way it stands now, it would have to be done as a joint project with the Marion County Supervisors. And legally, since half the road is outside the city limits, we've had legal opinions that the city cannot expend funds outside of the city limits on road projects. And so that's why it would take the support of the Marion County Supervisors as well.
So nothing's really changed. It's kind of come to the surface again.
I interpret it as a friendly reminder that they're still interested in having the project done.
Okay. Anything else, council? All right. At this time, any member of the public have any other business you would like to address the council with? If you do, please come forward to the microphone, state your name and address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good to see you back in your chair.
Good to be back.
Wish you the best. I've addressed the council before. I was born 8 miles west of Bel Air, and unfortunately, I lost the farm to the United States government through eminent domain. So consequently, I moved into Pella. I graduated from Dublin Community High School in 1961, and I've been working my mind and my off ever since. I have 3 questions for you. First question is, why are you and the council taking away our property tax relief for the next 20 years to the tune of $6.5 million?
Well, this isn't a question and answer session, so you let us know whatever your opinion about
it. I asked to be on the council earlier, they said that I could come up here now and do it.
Say,
okay. All right.
I would ask where that number comes from.
Where that number comes from? It comes from the sheet to put out there. It'll be on the ballot. Says no money for property tax relief.
We continue to have, 50% for infrastructure projects?
We can't hear you. Uh-huh. Sorry.
You just got to get closer to the mic.
My understanding is 50% for infrastructure projects would still be there.
I'm sorry.
It's my understanding that the 50% of local auction sales tax that has been dedicated towards things like infrastructure projects, which indirectly is tax relief, would still be there.
20% of the loss income went to property tax relief, and they've taken that away from us.
Over the last 10 years, the city has spent approximately 50% on property tax relief and infrastructure for the local option sales and services tax. So it's my understanding that the city still intends, with the new local option sales and services tax, to spend 50% on infrastructure relief. Infrastructure, we've always considered both the categories, property tax relief and infrastructure, one and the same. So Councilmember DeYoung, you are correct. 50% would still be dedicated towards infrastructure, so there's no material change on the distribution of the local option sales and services tax. 50% would be spent on quality of life projects. 50% would be spent on infrastructure projects. Infrastructure.
So can we clarify further what tax relief means? Is that language maybe what's getting us caught up in things? Can you clarify that maybe for me and maybe some in the audience? What I think that might be semantical.
Property tax relief is it's funds that are transferred directly to the general fund, and once they're in the general fund, we use it as property tax relief, and we show what the city's tax rate would have been without the property tax relief and what it would have been. And what the city has done is they've allocated those property tax funds in essence to support other projects within it, and that's what how the property tax relief is. So that's why we've always considered property tax relief and infrastructure one and the same from our standpoint. So the distribution is still the same. It's just being identified as infrastructure improvements.
I don't know if that helps clarify. It does for me a little bit.
I do have a document here, June 21, 2022. The City Council of the City of Belle Isle met in the regular session, Public Safety Complex, 614 Main Street, Belle Isle, at 6 p.m. on the 8th. Who was present were Mary DeWard and Chair and the following Councilman DeYoung via phone, Spoor, Brenner Horst, Master Hawkins, and Carlson. Absent none. Councilmember Master introduced and delivered to the clerk a resolution thereafter entitled the resolution calling for a special election on imposition of local option sales tax and service within the city of Pelham. That the same be adopted. Council Hawkins second the motion. The roll call was ayes, DeYoung, Spoor, Van Horst, Master, Hawkins, Carlson, nays, none. Whereupon Mary declared the resolution 6452 adopted. And it goes on to talk about when it starts and when it ends. It says, shall the following measure be adopted, yes or no? Revenues for the local option sales and service tax are to be allocated as follows. 0% shall be used for property tax relief. Now, over the next 20 years, that's going to cost us property taxpayers about $6.5 million. I think it's time that you people look at this before we go to the election.
It's all semantics, Dale. That 50% is going into the general fund, and those, whether you call it property tax relief or infrastructure work, it's all general fund. And without those funds over the coming years, the money has to come from somewhere.
That's right.
It's not contributed by our friends at Visit Pella. So we are probably, given my experience down the road, looking at a property tax increase if we don't have those local option sales tax funds.
Is there anybody in here that has not had a tax increase on their property tax in the last 10 years?
But let's differentiate between valuation and tax rate.
You just took fire away from me because the mayor says here, the city of Pella has been able to maintain its existing property tax rate for the last 21 years. We're not talking about rate, we're talking about the amount of taxes.
That we don't control.
The only thing this body can control is the rate.
Well,
the county assessor is the one who assesses value. You're right. You pay more in city taxes, but not because city council has changed the rate. And there is no plan by this body to raise the rate. And that's the only thing we can control. If you don't like your assessment, you don't like what you're paying tax on, you need to go visit the assessor and protest that. But that's what you pay tax on, but the rate has remained the same for 21 years, and it will remain the same moving into the future. I didn't get the figure, but the budget to manage the city of Pella would have grown at a very large amount over the last 21 years. But for us to be able to maintain a $10.20 tax rate is pretty remarkable when you think about the cost. And so the reason we have been able to hold the line on that is because of valuation, because our city's growing, because of some of the projects and the companies that live and work in this city, the things that have been done. We build new houses like crazy. We build commercial properties like crazy. That's why we can maintain a rate for 21 years. And part of maintaining that rate comes from the local option sales tax that is used for infrastructure projects that otherwise would be paid for with property tax. So you can call property tax relief or not property tax relief, but the commitment from the council is that 50% of the lost revenue is going to go for infrastructure projects. And if we didn't pay for it with that, it would have to come out of property taxes. So we are saving property taxes by using the lost revenue for these infrastructure projects.
Not when you're going to build a project 3 miles from the town square.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I have a little presentation I'm going to give when everybody's done, because there is so much misinformation out there. I want to get the facts on the table. I've got a presentation that talks, you know, the good thing from our standpoint is every meeting we have, anything we talk about is public. You have every opportunity to question us, but it's public. And so I'm going to go through what has actually been said, what has actually been proposed, not what these crazy numbers that I see out there, some fantasy land about costs and this kind of thing. We're going to talk about what has actually been discussed by the city council. We have a plan moving forward, and it'll be real, not some fantasy numbers that are out there.
Okay. Now, I've got two more questions.
All right. You're well past your 3 minutes, I will let you move on.
But I think it's vitally important that I get answers to these three questions before next week's election.
Okay.
Your proposed project, 3 miles southeast of the town square, is estimated to be $45 million. However, the old Pella High School project is estimated to be $5.5 million to $22 million. Your figures just don't add up.
Okay.
Now,
I will, the presentation I'll give in a minute will answer that question.
Okay.
It'll answer the first question.
Will you take questions after you make your presentation?
I will.
Okay. For the third question I have for you is that if Pella is such a great place, and I agree that it is a great place to live, that's why I'm living here today. So like I said, I was born 8 miles west of here. Pella is my home. Why is your family members acquiring lots and planning to build a duplex in a neighboring town 10 miles from Pella? And that's a project I understand has been put on hold because of lumber costs.
Say that again. Why are my family members?
I understand that some of your family has acquired some lots in an existing town, and they were going to build a duplex. That's all hearsay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll do some more checking and get back to you.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time. I'll listen to your presentation, and we'll go from there.
Anybody else want to comment? Because I will answer Dale's three questions.
Somatics. What is that, Mark? Smoke and mirrors?
No, that is, what do you choose to call it? Is it tomato or tomato?
Right. Mr. Mayor, you said it will be 50%.
Yep.
Put it in writing, and we'll vote.
It's in writing. We approved it at council meeting.
It said zero. Put 50% where it said zero. You don't trust me. I don't trust you. We all like things in black and white. It said 0%. We want a tax. We want a sales tax. We do. But we want it in black and white. It's my understanding. Mr. Mark says, our understanding that we will do this. No. You put it in black and white, and we will vote for it. This semantics, understandings, probabilities, no. We're not buying it. It says 0%, and that's what we have to go by. Because you can change your mindset, well, we never promised that. You don't trust me, I don't trust you. Let's just play it fair and square, get it black and white. We'll get, you think it's funny, don't you, Mr. Mayor? I'm sorry.
Well, you know, okay. You're the guy that came up and told us last time we were building a $3 million dog park. So, Keith, what you say doesn't make a lot of sense because $3 million dog park has never been discussed.
That's what you're going with?
Well, I'm just repeating what you told us.
You don't trust me. I don't trust you. Put it black and white, and then we're both even, okay?
Well,
Can you do that?
I do know that we have a budget process every January, February, March, and we lay out exactly how money is going to be spent. That's the responsibility of this board.
So is it going to be exactly 50% property tax relief, like you just mentioned?
There will be 50% of the local option sales tax will be spent on infrastructure projects within the city of Pella.
You put it on the ballot, and we'll vote for it until it's on the ballot.
It's already on the ballot. It says it right there.
It's our understanding is what you're giving me. So your example for me is the same to you. You want to take 0% property relief tax to the people for the rest of my life. Knoxville can put it in black and white and say, we're going to give 50% to the people. Why can't you?
What's Knoxville's tax rate?
I'm talking about the local
option. What is Knoxville's tax rate?
That's fine. They can have a tax rate. You guys got a tax.
They can have the 50% too. It's 17 bucks. It's 70% higher than Pellis. They need 100% tax relief, and when they do that, they're not going to lower their taxes by even one dime. It's just the bucket where it goes in, where the dollars come out of.
Can you put it in black and white where you're
walking? I don't have to put it in black and white. That's the way it goes. Any city that puts money in property tax relief, it doesn't lower property taxes. It just goes in that bucket, and that's where the dollars come from.
So you're going to take our property tax relief away and put it down to 0%, correct?
Not if it's spent on infrastructure. Why? That comes out of the same bucket.
It says in the ballot it'll be 0%.
I've heard that 16 times from you. It is zero.
So what are you going to do with that money that you took away?
It goes in infrastructure.
It doesn't say that on the ballot.
Anything else, Keith?
Can you shut me off?
Well, your 3 minutes is about up.
You know, we have a lot of volunteers in this town. Tulip Time, events. They put a lot of effort to help bring local revenue in this town. And you just want to take the property tax away now, don't you? What incentive do they have to help with that when you're going to say, nope, it's zero? That's despicable. Come on, guys. If you want to give back 50%, then say you will. But until you put it black and white, there's no reason for us to believe you, just like you wouldn't believe me. I want you as members tonight to voice your support against 0% property tax relief. And if you can't do that, you will forever be known as a council that took it away. You can walk down the street. I'm sure it don't bother you guys, but people will look at you and say, yeah, that's the guy that took our property tax relief away. And then they call it something else, like a probably or an understanding or semantics or something. Those will be you people. So you can either tell your constituents that you do not support these actions, or you can forever carry it with you. And is that how you guys run your businesses?
Mike, can you clarify for me, does our current loss that's expiring, does any of those dollars go into a fund or a bucket or a title called property tax relief? Yes. Or does it go into the big bucket called the general fund? I'm still lost at I think we're saying the same things, saying it from different angles. That's what semantics is. And I guess I'm not trying to throw big words out. I want to clarify what...
I think that's going to be addressed in the presentation that we have. So I
think we're saying the same thing from two different sides of the doorway. We both want to walk to the door, but we're yelling at each other because...
Yeah, I want the door to act. I do.
So I think that's maybe going to be addressed.
But, yeah. So when the city wrote that, why did you write it as 0%? Property tax relief.
Can you, Mike, would you explain how Iowa law requires to put some percentage in there and the thought process?
On the ballot, you have to specify property tax relief and the percentage on the ballot, even if it's zero on it.
Please speak to the mic, please. I can't hear you.
I'm not sure the mic's on. I'm speaking right into it. Is that better?
Not a whole lot.
No,
the sound system
isn't working. Okay.
Oh,
okay. I'll try to talk
louder. There we go.
Okay. It looks like it went back on. So, all right. For the local option sales and services tax, you have to put on property tax relief in a percentage, even if it's zero, even if the money for property tax relief is ultimately used for other projects such as infrastructure, you have to put on a percentage. That's the only category you have to put on a percentage. What the thought was is looking at the city's proposal, 50% would be spent on infrastructure, 50% on quality of life on it. So we were trying to be a little bit more direct in the proposal and the discussions that we had on the matter. That was the intent.
That was the thought.
Did I answer your question, Mayor?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So can we go back and have us loss tax, sales tax, can we go have one that says 20% shall be used for property tax relief for 10 years?
Council would have to approve any resolution for a local option sales and services tax on it. So I'm not sure what your proposal is, Mr. Hoxburg.
My proposal is the existing. We would love to vote for that. But we cannot vote for something that's poorly worded and smoke and mirrors. Yeah, we'll probably give you 50%. No. Put it in there and say that you will, and then we'll support it. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else?
Reverend Mayor Mullen, can you hear me?
Dan, can you put your mic down so we can hear you?
Thank you. Sure. 222 East Jefferson, Apartment 3. In trying to understand this, can you explain? I know your presentation, we're kind of rolling right now. Why did that number move? Like, it was a 20% property tax relief line item right there. So, can you explain? I don't know how all this works, but I'm trying to understand it. So can you explain to me why it got taken from that individual line item of property tax relief and got lumped into other stuff?
I think if I recall the discussion we had the night we passed the resolution, and Calvin, I think you brought it up.
It's really, I guess I don't want to interrupt you. It's really a moot point. It's when the local option tax was passed by the legislature, I don't know how many years ago, that was a stipulation that they put there to say you have to put a percentage, even if it's zero, for property tax relief. The fear was that there was, I think, and again this goes back a number of years, and I'm going back to my city clerk days of Lytton, that there's some anti-tax groups of everything, you know, we don't want tax for anything. So the legislator placated them by putting that language that had to be in the ballot. Unfortunately, they never defined property tax relief. They didn't give a mathematical formula. They didn't do a definition on where those dollars had to go. They just gave a blank check for property tax relief. By the same token, that same legislation did an excruciating job on how the distribution went, and it's a combination of, I think, the property tax values in a static period from 82 to 85 that doesn't ever change, no matter how much gets built in Pella since 1982. But in conjunction with changing figures on certified census results. So that part was extremely detailed and very mathematically driven. Property tax relief, was just thrown in there as a phrase that had no definition and had no distinction between infrastructure. Why? I can't tell you.
So since the line is on there, then... Yeah, you give a percentage of, why does that have to be zero?
Well, historically, way before, how much have we been putting into infrastructure from our tax?
Between the categories of property tax relief and infrastructure over the last 10 years, it's been 50%.
So that's the, and it comes out of the same bucket.
So it was never a separate fund to begin with?
I don't think so.
No, it was in the general fund.
It doesn't mean much. I'm trying.
Well, I think that, Robin, a lot of people, when they think property tax relief, if we put a dollar here, that should lower a tax assessment, but it never does.
It says it on your tax receipts, what you get for property tax relief. It has nothing to do where you guys put it.
Or what we pay for from it, it does. We make every decision where it comes from.
Yeah, but my tax receipts state how much property tax relief I get in dollars and cents.
But it doesn't lower your rate at all.
I'm not talking about rate. I'm talking about the amount that I make out to the Marion County Treasurer.
That's his property tax payments. I think you're talking about two different things.
Anything else, Robin?
No, that's all.
Okay.
Mike Filippini, 205 East 13th. I just want to clarify. What I'm hearing is, instead of using property tax relief, you're being more specific and putting it into infrastructure, and infrastructure equals property tax relief. Is that correct?
You got it. You got it.
Still comes out of our pocketbook, though.
So, Dr. Carlson, if I could provide you just a little clarity. So I've spent some considerable time with the Board of Supervisors over the last 30 days talking about this very thing. By the state code and by their rule of law, you have to designate what your property tax relief is. You can't in kind provide property tax relief. Now, you can go pave the street and not ask the citizens to pay for it. But you can't go pave the street and say, well, we're not going to raise your taxes a quarter because we paved that street. When they dole that money out, when they collect the tax, if the city of Pella designates 20%, 30%, 40%, that goes in to a property tax relief bucket. It doesn't go into a general obligation fund. So your semantics are not accurate. You can't do one in lieu of the other. So you can call the County Board of Supervisors and do the same thing I did. Put 5 minutes worth of effort into it, and they will explain the whole thing to you. Mike, you know that very well. It's about what you designate. If you designate zero, it's zero. It doesn't matter that you're going to spend $6.5 million on our street. It's zero property tax relief. Now, you can go back, Mr. Mayor, and say, we're going to pay for that and not ask you to pay for that separately. Absolutely. But that doesn't consider property tax relief. That's just the city choosing to pave a road and not ask the citizens to pay for it. So hopefully that...
So it's a guarantee that bucket fulfills
correct.
For you guys.
So if the current loss tax, just so that we're also clear, to pay for Christmas lights out of a loss tax, this current loss tax expires the end of 2023. The one we're going to vote on doesn't go into effect until 2024. So... to pay for these lights, to your example, Mr. Young, would have to come out of this current loss tax. The one we're voting on in a week has nothing to do with paying for those lights now. because you didn't designate in that ballot that you want to spend $100,000 on Christmas lights. Sorry about your luck, City of Pella. I mean, that money is earmarked for facilities, this infrastructure, all the things that were clearly marked out on the sample ballot that you can all go see online. It's all there. And to Mr. Klein's point, it is earmarked. It's 0% property tax relief. So it's not semantics. It's not out of a general fund. It is 0%. Hopefully that gives you some clarity on that.
Thank you, Tony.
Scott DePenning, Town 9 Broadway. I'm going to greatly modify what I wrote this afternoon. Many of the items have already been talked about, and I don't want to reiterate any more than I have to. But in lieu of what Tony just brought up, I did bring a question to the council two or three times ago about the $985,000 of our current loss tax that got directed at a new facility, which from what I just heard Tony say, isn't a proper use of that funds if it was not spelled out in the current loss tax bond issue. So that's one question I have. You've already spent or earmarked $985,000 towards a project that is the elephant in the room because you have rotated a rec complex into discussion on a regular basis for over a year, and the fact that you're not specifying a percentage to relief, and I understand the old was 20 and you did other projects that equated to equal to 50%. I don't understand why you can't just say 50%, because that's the reason people are concerned, is that you're going to choose a project that they have no control over, and that there's a lot of people that I don't think want it. They don't understand it. I've done my own research, and it's easy research. Three of the cities that you've used as examples in past presentations, I believe, were Waukee, Indianola, and Marion, Iowa, correct?
Presentations pertaining to what?
A rec center. Excuse me. A rec center. Your examples were, and some of your examples were, Waukee, Indianola, and Marion, Iowa.
I believe that's correct. We did look at other rec centers in those communities.
Okay, did you look at what the current standings are of those facilities?
Excuse me, sir?
Have you researched or looked into the current statuses of all three of those facilities and how they came to be and how they're being operated?
I think somebody correct me. I think what was on charts was square footage and cost at inception. Were those the two categories that were on there?
Okay. I looked into those, and they're all three financially challenged, would be a kind word to use. Every one of them has had their own set of problems. Ankeny was one. They had a flood. They still haven't figured out how they're going to pay for a new facility. They're a much larger city than we are, much larger tax base. They're struggling with making a decision like this. Indianola and Waukee are both part of the Greater Des Moines YMCAs. Every one of those have an YMCA affiliation, and the city doesn't have an all-in thing. They only got a piece of the pie, and it's not even a quarter of it. So when you talk about $45 to $60 million, and that's the city minus maybe your $12 million from corporate sponsorships, which they talk about getting corporate sponsorships, that still leaves the city with a huge obligation. The city hasn't even proactively supported a regular gym facility. The one we had has been three different things before it's where it's at now, and that hasn't even been for 6 months. So I do have questions, and I have concerns about how you've got it worded. I heard what Tony said, and I believe that he did his due diligence, so I do believe what he says. and it doesn't sound like that's the direction you've taken the ballot that we're going to vote on next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Anita Fisher, 1546 Pleasant Drive. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I do have some questions. Would you explain to me, you know, on social media, it seems like there's a huge rush to get this passed. Can you explain to me why it appears to be such a rush?
I don't think there's a rush. We set a date to have the vote.
Okay. Well, there is a rush because people aren't being honest.
What's the rush? We set this back in June, a date to have this vote, and that's what's been on the calendar since then.
What I mean by a rush is people on Facebook who you know, and they should know better, are telling the general public that it can be voted on again in March in 2023. And again...
Can you review the rules?
And again in September of 2023. So there's many people that think, gosh, if we don't pass this, we're going to lose our loss money. That's not true. Why are we making people think this? That's false pretenses and making people vote yes. And another thing, how can citizens make an informed decision on how to vote when you haven't given us any details on how much this rec center is going to cost? You give us roundabout numbers. How about maintenance? Operating costs? No intelligent business person, homeowner, or property owner would make decisions of this magnitude without first knowing the cost. So why would the citizens of Pella be forced to do this? You're not giving us any details. Do you not understand that we want to know this? This could be on our backs if it falls flat, guys. So I want people to understand, social media, wherever, there is no rush. We are not losing the tax money. Speaking of cost, are all the citizens being considered when it comes to this rec center? I don't know about you guys, but I've heard plenty of folks from Pella Corp and Vermeers say, I'll never use it. It's going to cost too much. Are you considering everybody? Our senior citizens are living paycheck to paycheck on a fixed income. Not just them, we've got our single mothers, our young families. They are the future of Pella, and they're struggling to make ends meet. We want people to stay. We want people to grow, to come and move here. It's my understanding that this rec center is hopefully going to bring people to be here, to live here. Why are we making it almost impossible for those that live here to stay? Why? Do you not care about them? It sure seems that way. My last point is this. Inflation is skyrocketing. I don't need to tell you that. You can go to the grocery store and know that. Is this really a time to add a financial burden on our people? It's really not. You need to consider everybody. That's it. Thank you.
Anyone else?